The Jewish Federation of Greater Chattanooga is now streaming a series of documentaries online for the next 5 weeks. The award-winning films were produced in the United States, Italy, and Canada, and virtual events will accompany the screenings. Anne Treadwell is the Federation's program director. Anne, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here, Ray.
Albeit virtually, but that's how we do it these days. And we have a lot to talk about because you have a lot going on there.
This month and into February is the documentary film series. It was started in 2013 as an outgrowth from our regular feature film series. This year's chair is Stephen Black, and he and a committee have put together documentary films that are extremely timely right now. First film that's coming up is called Shared Legacies, the African American Jewish Civil Rights Alliance, and it will screen virtually from January 19th through the 21st. And that's from noon on Tuesday to noon on Thursday. Then on the evening of January 21st, people from Chattanooga we have pulled together who lived through Chattanooga's African-American Jewish Civil Rights Movement. Bob Burrs, Herb Cohn, and Dr. Clark White will be talking with Michael DeZick, the Federation's executive director, about that relationship, how it's changed over the last 40 years, and how we can really push that relationship in the future. Just want to mention that in Georgia, an African-American new senator and a Jewish new senator. So it's a really timely conversation. Next week, January 26th through 28th, there is a different kind of film. It is in commemoration of International Holocaust Remembrance Day. The film is called Syndrome K. It is in Italian with English subtitles, but that shouldn't stop you, because most people don't know that the physicians around the Vatican during World War II invented a fake disease, highly contagious fake disease, and made it so that the Nazis wouldn't come near the hospital or Jews, and therefore saved a huge amount of Jews in Italy. That film will also be available to screen to high school students and high school youth groups at no cost. And we follow up in February from the 2nd to the 4th with Rabbi Goes West. Now, some people have seen Fiddler on the Roof looking rabbis, and that movement is often associated with Chabad, which is an Orthodox Jewish movement. This is a rabbi who goes to Montana, where there are small groups of Jewish people, and really you get a better understanding of all the different levels of Judaism. And then February 9th through 11th, if you love food, you will love this next film. It's called Chudism, and it's a taste of Jewish Montreal in Canada. It's these two wild and crazy middle-aged guys going to every single Jewish restaurant in Montreal and tasting favorites. In addition to that, a short film on gefilte fish. Lots of people have heard about what gefilte fish is, but it's a short film about the making of gefilte fish. And then on Thursday, February 11th, we actually have a local Canadian-American cook in the Chattanooga area, and he is going to demonstrate at least one of the Jewish favorites from Canada, and maybe more. And then the series will finish up February 16th through 18th with Nobody Was Interested, Nobody Asked. And this is a film about Holocaust survivors. And after the Holocaust was done, how the survivors felt. And it's really an intriguing film. And then on Thursday, the 18th in the evening, the directors and producers of the film are going to talk about how they got the survivors to open up, how that whole piece matters in terms of not only dealing with Holocaust survivors, but dealing with victims of hate. And one of the underlying things this year is how we deal with hate and victims of hate and how to celebrate life. To find out about the film series, you can go to the Jewish Federation's website, which is www.jewishchattanooga.com. And there you can register to see the films. It's a kind of a unique process that once you register for the film and pay for it, if that's what's needed, not only will you get the link for the film during that period of time, you will also get the link for the discussions afterwards.
Just reflecting on the first film and discussion in the series, talking about shared legacies, the shared legacy between the Jewish community and the African-American community in this city, in the Chattanooga area, is far more robust than many people might realize.
Well, I think when people start to learn that during that period of time, the Main Street downtown area, that many, many of the merchants were Jewish and supported the dime store sit-in and supported other things that were going on in town, and that the Chattanooga Times, which at that time had Jewish ownership, was also extremely supportive of the civil rights movement.
And when we talk about the fake disease during the Holocaust, when we hear the phrase fake news, or we hear the words misinformation or disinformation, they have a very different context when it comes to this story.
Well, and one of the things we were concerned about when we selected this film, and our process is unique in that all the films are viewed by a committee, and we see between 20 and 30 films per series before selecting. But one of our concerns was people thinking that COVID-19 was fake and that Syndrome K was fake might make the incorrect assumption that it was the same thing. We debated about it for a little while, but we decided that it was very important to show the people, they're called righteous Jews, who saved Jewish people during the Holocaust, and how saving and giving support to both victims of hate is relevant to today, not only to things in the Black Lives Matter movement, to victims of hate that we've seen recently at the Capitol, just what are the things that people with ethical and moral standards have to protect vulnerable people.
And the film that focuses on the Jewish experience in Montreal, Jewish culture in Montreal, I'm reminded of Leonard Cohen.
So true. And, you know, I grew up in New York City. So, you know, there were Jewish delis and we knew who had specialties and where to go for whatever kinds of food. And I think, you know, we wanted something that was kind of fun and uplifting. This is fun and uplifting. And, you know, since it's followed by a Canadian-American cooking specialties, you can do it at home, too.
In this time where so many of us either are at home, or we have been at home, or we could be at home again because of the pandemic.
One of the things that my friends and I have joked about is that we've cooked more in the last 8 months than we may have cooked in the last 20 or 30 years because we can't go out to restaurants, and that we can't use the same old recipes all the time because our families and loved ones have figured out that it can be boring unless we inject something new. You know, why not inject some Jewish food traditions?
And again, where can people go online for more information and to see the films and the discussions?
So everything is available by going to www.jewishchattanooga.com, which is the Federation's website. And you'll see where to push to get all the information about the films. You can either purchase a subscription to the films, which would allow you to get access to all the films, and all the discussions that, and cooking lessons that go with all the films, or you can choose to just purchase one single film at a time. You can always give us a call. Our telephone number is 423-493-0270. We'll be happy to talk to you.
All right. Anne, thanks so much.
Thank you.